And then you may all stand up. If you would do that for me, that would just, it's just giving us a little, so we all can be seated, and then now we can all stand up. If you'd do that, could you do that? All right. Because we were singing one song, and positionally, there was a song that didn't talk about being seated, it talked about standing. And you know, that's a different positional place is when you sit down. You usually, you know, at halftime, you run to the locker room, you sit down. But then there's that place where you stand. And I was thinking about that song as what was on my heart this morning was standing. And I know in Ephesians, it talks about sitting and waiting on the Lord and hearing from Him, doing what needs to be done. And then He said, stand. It's kind of like getting directions from the Lord, from Jesus, from the Holy Spirit. And then He said, stand. And you, it's interesting because what you enter into is spiritual warfare. Because if you looked in Ephesians, well, we could even turn there, you may be seated. All right. And anyway, just keep that thought in mind. Well, good morning. You may be seated. Danny, Linda, if you want to, you can stand too. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Father, we release the power of the Holy Spirit through God the Father, sent His Son. And Jesus announced that we would not be left comfortless, but that Jesus would comfort us by the Holy Spirit. And then, of course, if you're a good Lutheran, you would know that it was the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. And why I say that is because they say it usually every Sunday, that they believe in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And then it just breaks down to that they're one, you know, and then it gives us the idea, okay, it's the three in one, and we're made up of spirit, soul, and body. So we're kind of, that's why He made us in His image. We're made up of three also. Amen. And so I like that. We have an opportunity to sow into the kingdom, on this Sunday. Do we have two Sundays left? Yeah. Time flying by. Hallelujah. If you're making a checkout, you can make it payable to the community church. We did concur some damages on the building. So if someone wants to try out their shingling experience, if you shingled before, we've got some shingle situations that you might want to, you can try out your talents there. All right, so let's bring our tithes and offerings to the house of the Lord. Father, we thank You, Lord, for each person as they're giving. God, the multiplication to kingdom things. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Lord, take over. Take over our finances. Take over our businesses. Take over our lives. We stand in it. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Six-year-olds, you can go with Mary to the children's church there. She's going to be taking that. 3 to 6. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Great God, great move of God. I really believe that God is moving probably in a greater sense than any other time in the earth. And how he moves sometimes, you know, you said, well, you know, there's the great tribulation, there's tribulation, and there's the great tribulation. And the prophets even said that they would like to live during this time. They would have desired to live so they could see the fulfillment of everything on the earth through the time that we're in. And so, you know, we could just well get excited, amen? We could just well have joy, and it even goes to joy unspeakable, and I like that type of joy, amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. I appreciate that. Fantastic. Let's give them a hand. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, we have an opportunity to, again, make that stand. And I really believe that that's when we come together, that we're standing together to make the stand that God has for us to stand in. And it has a lot to do with spiritual warfare. So we have to understand that there is a good fight of faith. There's a fight, and then there's a good fight. And the good fight is the one that we win. Amen? I like to fight the good fight because why? We win. And then if we win, who loses? The enemy. And some of that could be your flesh, the world. You know, sometimes the world can be our enemy because it's always trying to bring us to a place that really we know that we're not supposed to be because of our biblical teaching in our spirit. But I was thinking about the one scripture in Ephesians, and it's Ephesians 6, and it says the whole armor of God. Didn't say a few pieces, it said the whole armor of God. And that means, what does whole mean? That means whole. Hallelujah. It's the whole armor, it's not a couple of pieces of it. And so apparently this was pretty powerful. And then in 14 it says, before it laid out all of the whole armor of God, it said in verse 12, it said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand, in the evil day, and having done all to stand, and period, to stand. But then it takes off again, right in verse 14, it says, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints. And just finishing it up in 19:20, it says, and for me, that utterance might be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. This was Paul kind of giving us an exhortation that we're entering into something that's going to require standing. Now you're sitting right now. Usually I have fell asleep standing, but not very often, you know. And if I do, I kind of shake myself out of it. When you're sitting, you can doze off. And in Ephesians, it talks about, you know, it talks about sitting, walking, and standing. And as Sarah was singing this morning, it was about a standing. Stand. And before you enter into spiritual warfare, you have a position that you're sitting. And you're probably being instructed, or could be instructing. You're probably reading the Bible in your time of meditation, and then you read it. You don't usually read it for 8-9 hours, but then you stand. And in standing, it changes position. You take another position, and it's important to know that. When you stand, all of the spiritual weapons are with you. When you make that stand, when you come up and say, I'm standing. And so then all of these things begin to interact in your life, or should. Okay? And so that stance that you make is very important. Amen? God gave dominion to man. Right from the very beginning, you were not born to gravel in the dust, or grovel in the dust, or to be under the circumstances. You were not born to live in fear and depression. You were born to rule and reign under God over the devil and his works. God made you to receive his life, and then to release his life in the earth. Okay, so it's a receiving and releasing. I receive God's word. I've stood up and I've heard the word of the Lord. Now, can you fight when you have these type of weapons? We don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we have these type of weapons that we can fight a good fight, and in a good fight, it makes us victorious and we win. You'd say if you got beat up every time you went out to fight, you'd say, well, we didn't win. But the fact is, with the weapons of the warfare of Jesus Christ, you win, the devil loses, the world loses, the flesh loses. And you know, that's where we need to say, this is where I'm going to live, that I win. And all the other enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, all of the strength that Jesus has given us, he wins, so that makes us winners. Amen? Turn to the person next to you and say, I'm a winner. Hallelujah. And mean it, and then smile. Because winners are always smiling. Because you won. You know, I've never seen too many defeated teams come up and say, we lost, we lost. You know, I mean, I'd be wondering about them. But we win, and we've won. And so in standing, we have all these spiritual weapons that we have available to us, and then we begin to rule and release it upon the earth. Amen? You release it on the earth. Hallelujah. And in Genesis 1, it said... he said, you will subdue it and bring it under control. In this word, you will learn how to stand up and take dominion. Dominion is a word, and a lot of words that come like that is saying, well, I don't know if I want to be that aggressive. I don't know if I want to use words like subdue, you know. What does dominion mean? It's to subdue, bring under control, take authority, take charge. And the question would be, how do you do that? And when do you do it? Is it a kind of an automatic? Is there something on the inside of you when you know that you have to take authority over the situation? You know, I've been around daycare providers, And and daycare for a long time. There's a time when you have to subdue it. You know, you have to subdue it. It's just a child, you're going to have to subdue it. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you have to go over and hit a child or something like that, but you have to subdue it. And that means something on the inside of you is going to raise up, and there's going to be a battle that goes on, because there's a subduing, bringing under control, taking authority, and taking charge. Are you hearing what I'm saying? When you get up in the morning, if you have a particular job situation, you're probably using all of these things every day, whether you know it or not. You know, when you take a project on, I shouldn't even mention this. I took a project on and I'm still trying to subdue it. You know, and it had to do with cleaning up. You know, anyone can mess up, but cleaning up is a subduing, it's bringing under control, taking authority, and taking charge. You know what? When you do it, people get pretty happy about it. You know, whether you're making your bed, kids, whether you're cleaning your room, whether my situation, whether I'm taking all my shoes, which I like shoes, but they're usually, I have little shoe places, one right next to the couch, one right next to the counter, one right next to, when I come home, I got my boots, so I put them. And so I have all these shoe deals. And my wife comes along, you're going to put these shoes right here. And I'm going, okay. And you know what? All them shoes are still at the counter. I guess maybe she would have had to move a little bit more aggressively on me. I remember my wife having a Saturday box, and I was included. And so when we left anything around the house, she would drop it into the Saturday box, and you got it back on Saturday. Well, you know, like it was your pair of pants or something, you had to pay something for getting that out of the Saturday box. And, you know, a guy could go broke with my thought of subduing things. Hallelujah. And you know what? It is irritating if we don't take these places and say, I'm going to subdue it. I'm going to bring it under control. I'm going to take authority. I'm going to take charge. And when you get up in the morning with that type of deal, because you have to do it for work, right? I mean, when you go to DigiKey, if you work at DigiKey, if you go to DigiKey, Danny, you do work at DigiKey, you have to get there at a certain time. You have to take charge over your own body. And really, that's the hardest thing for probably all believers, is just taking charge, subduing ourselves. And when I was studying this, Lord, instead of praying for somebody else to be subdued, I was just going, Lord, give me this type of thought that I would subdue myself. Hallelujah. If you know what I mean, bring under control, take authority, and take charge. And boy, when you hear that, it's kind of like it's kind of like a God thing. It's a Jesus thing. When the Holy Spirit takes over, things are going to change. And so us as ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ, then we have to be like him and just say, okay, I'm going to be like Jesus. Hallelujah. And so it does take some, it takes some practice. God said to replenish the earth and subdue it in Genesis. Let's just go over there for a moment of time. And it was Genesis 1:28. And so he kind of gave us an idea of what we're supposed to do right from the beginning. All right. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Wow. And so, how much dominion do we have? We have all dominion. And it's hard because right from the beginning, we'd be making excuses every week on why we didn't take dominion, why we didn't take charge, why we didn't accomplish what we wanted to accomplish. And that'd be very frustrating for probably people around you and especially for yourself. You know, if it's not completed, you're not going to feel good about yourself because we've been made in the image and likeness of God, and he's a completer. He's completing it. I mean, he is not done. It's not finished yet. It's not over. It's certainly not over. And we're going through some pretty, what I call difficult times, spiritual warfare times. And if we don't put on the whole armor of God, if we put a few pieces on, the enemy is going to come in and he's going to get one of the areas or two, three of the areas, and that's going to take your victory. So we have to put on the whole armor of God. You know, having faith that God is in control. He will take us to the other side. Amen? And I like that type of faith. But we have to stand up. We can't, you know, I mean, sitting is a good position, but sitting is a position of listening to the teacher. And the teacher, the rabbi, is Jesus Christ. So you sit, you read, you listen, and then you stand, and then you walk, and you start walking it out in your life. And that's, if it's going to happen today, it's going to take those three things: sitting, walking, and then standing in it. Hallelujah. Okay, God said, replenish the earth and subdue it. And it also said that in Romans 5:17 is to rule in life by one who is Jesus Christ. So how are you going to rule in life? I was out in the storm. I was trying to get my trailer unhooked in my parking lot, and the clouds were coming in, and I'm going, they were so beautiful in some senses, but you knew something was going to happen. So I reached in my pocket and I'm looking to take some pictures, which I did. But about a minute later, somebody come in to the parking lot and he wanted to talk. And this thing is rolling in. I mean, it is ugly. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And he said, "Can I help you?" I said, "Yeah, get out of my parking lot." Because he, you know, I was trying to get out to get my pickup in the garage so I wouldn't have hail or whatever was going with the whole thing. And I didn't say it very nice, but I did take authority because I was forced. Now, what I probably should have did was take authority over the storm if I could have just been standing out there. But it was just rolling in. And, you know, in life, we have storms like that. They roll in, man. And what are you going to do with them? You know, maybe you tell someone to get out of the way. And we did have a good conversation, but it was inside the garage after the rain started blowing. And, I mean, shoes were actually flying down the street. And I was wondering who was in the shoes, because I seen the shoes flying, but I didn't see the body flying, praise God. And so in that, there are storms in our lives that we go through. We don't understand everything, especially after the storm, when there's branches all over the city. In many places, there was destruction and heavy rains that ruined crops and different things. We go through storms. But you know what? As we go through them, we take dominion over ourselves first and then over the situation. And how we think is everything. And how we act is everything. Areas of life to stand up and take dominion of. To stand up on the inside, the inner man. You know, I've been working with Giovanni over this last season of time, and he's been telling me, sometimes he said, "Well, I just got to have a good attitude. I'm going to," I said, "You're absolutely right." You know, on the inner man, when you speak to yourself, you know, this is how I'm going to look at things. I've got a good attitude. I've got an attitude that's really going to be beneficial to me, the situation, and people around the situation. Amen? Hallelujah. You get in a situation, who's going to lead the situation? The circumstance or you? Hallelujah. We could just as well do it. Right, Danny? Okay, so then we stand up on the inner man in us. Then we stand up in our minds. Okay, have we had opportunities to have fear in our lives in the last 5-6 months? I mean, and we have opportunities for the next 5-6 months or to let our minds run wild, or do we stand up in our mind? I'm going to stand here. I'm not going to run from it. I'm going to stand. In my mind, I'm standing. Okay? I'm standing. Hallelujah. Then we go, well, what are you standing for? Well, I'm standing for my family. Okay, put your family in. I stand for my family. Whatever part of that scenario in your family, but I'm standing there in my family. I'm believing the good things that God reports to stand in my family. Hallelujah. Stand up and take dominion. If there's something in your family that you're not liking and you're the leader or leaders of your family, then there should be a discussion and stand up and take care of the situation, right? Not living under being subdued by it, but overtaking it by standing. Because if you stand, all of the weapons of your warfare are available to you. If you are not standing, then all those weapons are not doing you any good. And I need the weapons of the warfare to fight a good fight, right? Because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, against people, against sickness, against disease. We're fighting the devil, the demons, the flesh, and the world around us. And every night we get up, I mean, if you're sitting and listening, I'm kind of a news hound, and you listen to what they're saying to you, and you have to watch out for what is put in your mind about your family. Should we go to school? Should we stay at home? It's going to hurt the kids or it's not going to hurt the kids. This thing is a dangerous, dangerous thing, and I don't want to send my kids. So are we going to live in fear, doubt, and unbelief? Certainly not. I'm standing. And I've got all these weapons, and I'm going to use them weapons, and I'm going to fight the good fight of faith, and I'm going to come out a victorious believer in Jesus' name. How about standing up in your community? Now, I don't know. We have an opportunity that we're going to have many churches that we're going to come together and we're going to pray on every street of our cities. And I just noticed that it said that it was the first time that it had ever been done. And I've been here for a long time, and I don't think all the churches or many of the churches have actually come together and prayed for our city. You'd think that probably would be a first thing for many churches to get together and pray for the city. But we're doing it this year. We're doing it in a couple of weeks. And I believe that it is a stand of subduing the enemy and praying the blessings upon our city and surrounding area in Jesus' name. And then we stand up in every realm of our existence. You know, you have a lot more realms than I know of that you have to stand up and you have to take authority. You have to be the person that's saying, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to get the victory. I'm taking charge. Have you ever been frustrated about some certain things that go on every day, every day, every day, every day? You're just going, I have to stop and take charge. You know, I'm going to use myself as an example. I'm a little heavier than I want to be. Well, who's going to take charge for you? Well, I have to take charge of that situation and say, okay, I'm going to take charge. Next week, I'd look back a week from that, then I'm going, well, how did you do it? Well, not very good. Did you take charge? Not really. Did you subdue it? Not so much so. You know, in every situation, you're challenged in these places, and then you look back and you're going, well, it really didn't work the way Pastor Jake said it would work, and we stand, and we're fighting this thing. And it always takes tenacity. It always takes a thing that in every part of your existence, do you want to change it? You know? Sometimes I just say no. And then change never happens because you say no. But there's a lot of areas I'd like to just say, hey, you know what? I'd like to get a hold of this area and really work through it with the Lord and ask him to give me the strength and the ability. It might be in a relationship, your husband, your wife, your kids. You know, are you just going to let the thing go week after week, month after month? And then when it becomes very obvious that it's going down the wrong trail, you try to grab a hold of it. And so these things, I think, need to be proactive immediately. You know, get a hold of it and say, okay, I'm going to take authority. And if you do it for 1 week, that's 1 week. If you do it for 2 weeks, that's 14 days. You do it for three, that's 21 days. It says it takes 21 times to do what you're supposed to do to form a habit. And I think they've even aggressively went further. I think it's 40 times. And so when you say that I'm going to stand, you know, you could say, I'm going to stand. That's two times. And then you could say it again. You know, today I'm going to stand. And then tomorrow I'm going to stand. That's four times. And next week I'm going to stand. That's about 14 days. Well, you get 14 days out. You say, well, you know, I forgot that sermon. I'm going on to the next. It probably is not going to aggressively work in your life if you're not going to stand in that place. Amen. One thing I love about family, it's an everyday deal. And it's a year-by-year deal. When my kids were 5 years old and 3 and 2 years old, I had to stand, and I stood for the next year. We had a birthday party, and then we had another birthday party, and we stood. And things were always changing, always situations are always changing, and God's just saying constant change is here to stay, because people grow up, they change, you have to go with them, and it takes someone that'll take charge in Jesus' name. So in every realm of your existence, God is challenging you. Amen? Hallelujah. When the Bible says that I'm a man of joy, and then how many times are you going to say that? And when something happens, you go, no, I'm a man of joy. I'm a man of peace. Yeah, I don't feel so peaceful now. You know, if it's going to take 40 times, that, I mean, maybe after 40 times, you go, I give up. I'm going to do what God tells me to do, because I've formed something on the inside of me that's going to stand. And then weapons are going to be something that is aggressive in your life, that you can use those weapons. The weapons of our warfare is not carnal, but they are mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. Do you think strongholds aren't the thing that we're fighting? You know, what's placed in your life, maybe what's went on in your high school, what's went on in grade school, what's happened to a situation, maybe that's a stronghold that you have to say, no more. I take authority over that. I subdue it. Again, dominion means to subdue, to bring under authority, to take authority, and to take charge. Hallelujah. Well, these are some of the areas, again, terrain in life. I want to rule and reign in my life. How about you guys? Pretty good. I want to rule and reign in my life. And these are just some of the areas that I that I just wrote down. It says, decide to reign. It has to be a decision. I'm going to reign in life. Get up in the morning, I'm going to reign in life. You know, I used to get up and say, I'm not a morning person. Well, then that wasn't reigning in life. You'd probably reign in your afternoon life. But when I got up in the morning, I want to reign. Hallelujah. And not only that, but you have to decree and declare it. I'm going to reign in life. I'm going to be a happier person. I'm going to be more loving to my husband, my wife. I'm going to do this thing because you have to declare it. You have to decree it to really get into the belief system. And, you know, it pretty much teaches that even, you know, you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart. And, you know, it took many, many times of people saying that to me that I knew that I was saved. I knew that I was going to heaven because I heard the word and I repeated the word. And pretty soon I started going, yeah, I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to hell. And it's funny thing about it, with the power of the Holy Spirit, and especially when you're starting out, you're wanting a success, and then another success, and another success. So you're saying, yeah, I'm born again. I'm going to heaven. I'm not going to hell. I'm going to live forever in heaven with Jesus. You know, to get that type of confidence, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. How many times should you say that? Well, if anything changes, I'll tell Jesus about it. No, every day, Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Savior. When I wrote it on my side of my truck, it said, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. And on the other side, it said, Jesus is King. Well, every day I got in that truck, and it killed me, man. Because you kind of wanted to, you know, play hide and no one seek. But you got in there and you started driving it. And so the pastor wanted to borrow my truck one day to go into Callaway. And Pastor Fred, he got in the truck. He drove it into Callaway. And he come back and he said, man, that truck is hard to drive. And I said, well, man, it's a pretty new truck. And he said, no, it's those signs. You know, and I think that we have to take that to the place. What are you declaring? What are you decreeing? And what are people looking at you and saying, that person's pretty determined on what he or she's going to do. And that's what it's all about. Amen? So we decide to reign. Then we declare and decree it. We realize that the greater one is on the inside of us. Jesus in me. And Jeremy, would you play that song right now? Sorry for taking off the camera. But there's a song right here, and this thing will, you know, I think it'll be a real blessing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Glory to God. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And I mean, we walk like that. I noticed his tambourine when the song started. It was, and then by the time it was going, man, he was making that tambourine sound something great. I think maybe our lives are an expression of the greater one, Jesus Christ, releasing that into our hearts and our lives. And forget about failures. That is in the past. That's in the past. Let's go on to the future. Get the victory that God has. Another area is be ready for a battle. Be ready for a battle. Because what is the fight that you will have is what the enemy is going to try to take away from you. All right? And if he can take away the greater one from on the inside of you, how are you going to fair with that? Not very good, right? Hallelujah. Be ready for the battle. Forgive and get rid of strife. Wow. I was talking to a brother today, or yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago, but He was just saying, you know, the strife and the stuff that's going on, that's really what's robbing so many things. And that probably be true. But you know what? We shouldn't be concentrating on that. We should be concentrating on the spiritual gifts that God gave us to fight a good fight in warfare. Amen? And then praise God by faith. That was the last thought, was praise God by faith. And, you know, I was listening. I turned on some praise and worship last night, and I was listening to them, and they were live. And I was trying to discern where I was at, and I discerned where I was at. I needed to step into faith because they were walking in faith. They were singing in faith. They were expecting something great to happen. They were doing the deal. And in praise and worship, that's what we do the deal. You know, you get into praise and worship, what happens is all the other stuff kind of falls off. The clingies fall off. And pretty soon you're free because you're worshiping and you're praising the God of heaven and earth, the greater one that's on the inside of you. And he's taking over your lives, and he's wanting to take over your lives in every aspect. And I think it'd be a real good thing that we would just give him and take dominion in these areas. When did you discover you were to stand up and take dominion? Maybe that'd be a question that we could ask in life. When did you figure that you're going to stand up and take dominion? You know, after I gave my life to Christ, there was a lot of changes. I'm sure for you, a lot of changes. That's when I decided. And then when I the teacher as sitting down and listening to what God was saying, then I decided I'm going to do it that way. And I remember from 6 months from getting converted, and then 6 months later, how we were into praise and worship. We literally, I played tambourine, and I beat my leg so hard that I was black and blue all the way up and down my leg. I was into praise and worship. When you do that, you're into praise and worship. And I haven't done that for a long time, and you could say, well, that's probably a good thing. But you know what? There was something about the excitement about praise and worship. So important. So important. Okay, in what area of your life do you need to be stronger in taking dominion? Anyone got any areas that you could be a little stronger in? I'd raise my hand there. And number three, would you like prayer for one or more of the ways to reign in life? And I think right now what we'll do is while we stand up and we're going to pray in closing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the authority that you've given us in dominion. We thank you, Lord, that dominion means to subdue, to bring under control, take authority, and to take charge. Hallelujah. If you want to close your eyes and just raise your hands, it's a position of submission. Father, we submit our lives to you, Lord. And if we're struggling in any of them areas, which we probably all are, and as we're living, Lord, it's a challenge to take all the weapons of warfare and use all of them. He said, put on the whole armor. Didn't say put on two or three areas. He said, put on the whole armor. God has the whole armor of God for us. Father, I ask right now the whole armor of God would be placed upon our lives. And God, that we would consider if we're going to fight a fight, that we would have the weapons of our warfare. God, that we wouldn't fight it in the flesh, the world, or allowing the devil to get in there. Father, we ask, Lord, that we take dominion over situations today. In this room, those that are having situations, we take dominion over them now in Jesus' name. Father, I ask, Lord, that you reveal to each one of us where you're wanting us to walk, you're wanting us to talk, you're wanting us to have your being on the inside of us, the greater one living on the inside of us. We believe, God, you're the greater one. You're the one that matters most, but you're the one that can change us most. So, Father, we ask, Lord, for dominion over our lives, with the greater one ruling and reigning, because you love us and you care for us. God so loved the world that he sent the greater one to live and to reign and to rule in our lives and to subdue everything and anything that would hold us back from having the victory. God, we walk in the victory. We're winners in Jesus Christ. We're winners because the greater one lives on the inside of us. We ask now, Lord, that any situation, whether it be a sickness, whether it be a disease, whether it be a area of fear, doubt, unbelief, God, we take authority. We take charge over that situation. If it's about the school systems and what's going on with the kids, we take authority now and we speak, God, the weapons of our warfare into that situation. And God, if we have faith towards you, if we have faith towards you, the situation is going to change. When you told Abraham, he said, Abraham believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness. We believe you, God. By faith, we walk in the finished work of Jesus Christ and all that he is and all that he can be on the earth that we live in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just touch you right now by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, touch. Holy Spirit, touch each person right now. Hallelujah. Touch each person right now. Dominion will be taken because, God, that we're taking the dominion by what God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, we praise you for this now. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you, Lord, for the Sunday service. We thank you, Lord, for this next week. I ask that each person would be so encouraged and that they would stand. They'd be men and women that are standing. Because when they stand, all the weapons of that warfare are available to us. And we will be challenged, no doubt about it. But we win, he loses, that settles it. So God bless you. May you go with the strength and the power of Jesus Christ. Be encouraged in all that you do. Make sure that the joy is your strength. So that joy usually comes with smiles, or smiles come with joy one way or another. So greet each other. Give each other a big smile. And that'll encourage us all. God bless you. You're dismissed. Yes, we got some announcements.
Just for your information, the prayer for our city, if you take your bulletin, you can go to the website, sign up for your particular area that you're going to pray for Thief River Falls. So the place where you can sign up is in the bulletin.
Then you could pray for that street. And they're wanting you to call that in, Danny? Okay. A telephone number or sign up? What? Okay, there's a website. So you go to that website. And so your street will be covered by you. All right. God bless you. You're dismissed.